This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tessa Viglund. Happy Olympics, everybody. Go team. And while we're on the subject of teams, we will bring in our own world-class record-setting team of financial knowledge to review the week that was, including the Dow vaulting back over 13,000, while GDP just treads water in the shallow end of the pool. Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is here, and Sudeep Reddy of the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the medal stand, both of you.
Hi, Tess.
Hi, Tess.
All right, so two contrary economic indicators today. GDP down to 1.5%. The Dow, though, above 13,000. Heidi, thoughts about what's going on here?
Yeah, it's not synchronized swimming. It's the Olympics.
Nicely done.
Yeah, it's it's actually really interesting. I mean, it's great that the Dow's at 13,000, but as we know, the market is into the economy, and I don't really see what the market has to be so smug about anyway, because things are not good. Corporate earnings are not good, and the fact that we have such a slow rate of growth is concerning because it looks like it's going to continue. This is already the slowest recovery since in the post-war era, and companies are holding on to their inventory, which means that they probably expect more of a slowdown as the year goes on.
Well, Sudeep, you're in Washington. Who is this good news for, if anyone? Can President, can Congress, anyone in Washington really do anything?
It's good news for anyone who's looking for things to stay exactly the way they are, which nobody should want that. But there are people who do, of course. And what's really terrifying about this divergence that we're seeing between the stock market and the underlying economy is that it sets us up for bigger problems down the road, big disappointments. Because what we saw in the economic data today was a weakening in the areas that really matter the most. Consumer spending is slowing. It's one of the worst performances of the recession, since the recession. And we saw people actually drop the amount of big ticket items they bought, like cars and appliances. All of this suggests that we're really moving in the wrong direction.
Well, let me ask quickly about Europe. Obviously, focus right now in London on the Olympics. But is there any reason to care about Europe this week beyond the games?
I think there is a lot of reason to care about Europe because there's everything that's happening in Europe right now seems to be driving the momentum in the global economy and in the stock market. We got a lot of soothing words from European officials, including Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank. But talk is cheap and Europe talks a lot. And so we really need to see what comes out of it in the coming week.
Heidi, I want to turn to something that we really didn't cover on the show this week, but it did make waves throughout the financial industry. Former Citigroup CEO Sandy Weill saying that he thinks the big banks are too big and that they need to be broken up. I mean, really, this former banker on too big to fail? Why is he coming out with this now, Heidi?
It could be a number of things, fear, ego, greed, but really primarily, I think he saw the tide turning, right? I mean, one thing that Sandy Weill, the man who built Citigroup, knows is how to watch a trend. And he saw the trend towards big banks and he helped make it law. I mean, he lobbied for that law. And now he sees them breaking up. And I think he's going with that trend. Not incidentally, these big banks aren't profitable anymore. So if he has any bank stocks, he's probably a little worried about, how he's going to make money on them. Or rather, they're less profitable.
So Sudeep, is this all about legacy?
It is about legacy, and Heidi is right that he doesn't want to be on the wrong side of the debate in the end. Today you have a lot of smart people all across the spectrum making the same argument that the big banks really need to be taken down. But what's somewhat depressing about this is that we've had somebody in about a decade have a total 180, and that really makes you doubt, or should make you doubt, what comes out of anyone's mouth when they express certainty about what policy should be, because this is really a perfect lesson of how things can change so much in a decade.
All right, Sudeep Reddy of the Wall Street Journal and our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, I am going to bestow a big gold medal on both of you. Happy weekend.
Thanks, Tess.
Thanks, Tess. Proudly received.